It's your boy, DJ ATL, Atlanta Styles, here live on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Yeah, it's your boy, DJ ATL, Atlanta Styles, here flipping and ripping it. The Boombaka Yuck. Yes, that's right. The Boombaka Yuck. Live coming straight from the 6 Hours Radio Network. Let's get our folks on the line, man. Let's get popping. You know, we're getting ready to do this thing big tonight. Always on the 6 Hours Radio Network. What's up, Six?
Six Hours Radio Network. Show. What up, world? 6 Hours Global on this Father's Day, Juneteenth. Baby, how many people gonna be off of work on Monday? Yeah, baby, hottest show on the internet, 6 Eyes Radio Network. Phone lines are open at 424-243-9617. That's 424-243-9617. Press the 1, join us. That's right. What up, ATL? How you doing? What up, ATL?
Oh, man, can't complain. It's your boy, DJ ATL.
Now, you see, I didn't have some of your coffee.
Yeah, I hear. Sometimes you gotta have some of that. You know, you got to get some of that spice and dirt, that pumpkin spice. Yeah, we in Juneteenth pumpkin spice. Okay, we're going with pumpkin.
Yeah,
okay.
Juneteenth, man. Juneteenth. And crazily enough, it's catching on to where it's becoming statewide that they're recognizing this as a national holiday. So that's a good thing.
Let's talk about it when we get a chance. But I know we're not going to talk about it right now. We need to check everybody's mental. Anybody wants to speak, press the 1. So let's go ahead and start bringing people in. First caller calling in 6851. There we go. We can start with the mental, Mr. Six Eyes.
Hello, welcome to the Six Eyes Radio Network. Who's this?
Good evening, everyone. I hope that you all are in the midst of a wonderful weekend.
Hey, what's up? How's your mental?
An eight. Happy Juneteenth, I guess, is in order, and also Happy Father's Day.
Thank you. Thank you.
Happy 1 week before your born day.
Yes, and no disrespect, but let me say Happy Father's Day to you as well, because you have done a great job with the young man. You know, he's in the Bible. Look it up. You made a great job with him. Shout out to Elijah out there and Cyrus. Yes. So Juneteenth is here. So we're going to definitely talk about that. And once again, if you're on the phone lines, press the 1, join the conversation. Also, make sure you like and join the 6 Eyes Radio Network group, JOIN, the 6 Eyes Radio Network group. Join the 6 Eyes Radio Network group. That's right. And you can also like us on iHeartRadio and Apple Podcasts by simply typing in 6 Eyes Radio, SIXEYES, Space Radio, RADIO. Top right corner, press follow, and you will have the 6 Eyes Radio Network on demand. Now, some great things has happened over the weekend, so we're gonna talk about that after we check in with everybody else's mental. All right, I'm complete.
I got a 10, and I got the most wonderful news you could hear, besides my salvation.
How many months are you? You about to have a baby? Congratulations. All right.
No, I'm not having a baby, Sally. I went ahead and got my injections, and I got less pain. I even mowed the lawn today, so I can praise the Lord that I'm able to move better. Praise God.
All right now.
Lord. That's beautiful.
Okay. All right. That's excellent. Knee injections are great. So welcome, Ruthie. Your mental is a 10. Any more queens on the line? Anyone?
I'm sure they'll
going
be with
once?
Us shortly.
Say it again.
I said that I'm certain that they'll be with us shortly.
All right, so we'll wait a couple minutes. But if you are out there on the road, it still has been some crazy things happening where these cops, supposedly cops, are pulling over people. All right? I don't care if you're a woman. I don't care if you're a man. Do not stop to help anybody. Do not stop. If you get pulled over, try to drive to a well-lit area. Try to go to a gas station. Don't stop. Do not open your car door for anyone, because these are not actual cops, you know. And what they're doing is they're taking the cars, taking your purse, whatever they can find of value, that's what they're taking. And this is across the board. This ain't just – this is basically everywhere. You might not hear about it as much, but it's definitely happening. So we want you to be safe here at the Six Eyes Radio Network. Also, make sure you are checking on your elderly. As it's getting hot outside, we are 4 days before summer. And two great things happen on summer. First day of summer, my great nephew will be turning 1 year old. Montario will be turning 1 year old. That's my oldest nephew's son. Everybody knows Tweety. He will be turning the big 81. That's right. So I'm definitely excited about that. Yes, 81 years
all right.
old. Now,
we have 81 fun yet.
Huh? You get 81, that's something. Who else we got with us? Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Miss Pratt.
Good evening.
Okay, good evening, good evening.
Good evening. Go ahead, Pratt and Joy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was just saying, this is Miss Pratt and Joy, calling from North Carolina, and my mental is a 10.
A 10, okay. Okay,
yep,
so we got a 10, we got a 10, we got an 8, we got a 10. And where is your mental fall in, Queen Nye?
I would say my mental is a 10. I'm at ease, just relaxing. Had a little bit of stress today, but I got rid of it. And I'm just, I'm chill.
Okay. Well, the thing is to have no stress, if all possible. And, I mean, the world is crazy. The world is crazy. And we just got to pray for our youth. It's about to be summertime outside. And we all grew up to live to be our age that we are. And our Journeys, our Tweeties, our Elijahs, our Yayas, they all got to live. Tad, you know, they all got to live. In order to live, they got to be the future. They have to live. So just want them to have a safe summer. You know, the only thing they probably don't do that we did, we drank out the water hose. We drank out the water hose. And, you know, I can remember my parents, you know, having juice for us, pops, chips, you know, for us. You know, and I went over to the other neighbor's house, and I'm expecting the same thing. And some, you know, some extended the same courtesy. But some of them people, how she went over, you wouldn't get nothing. You would not get nothing, no kind of snack, no ice cream sandwich. No juice, definitely no chips. And, I, you know, I was a little pissed about that because, you know, I mean, we putting out, you know, it's not like, well, damn, I mean, can we get a handful of chips or something? You know, so that's just something that stuck with me. But that fun childhood memories, you know. We would play kickball, you know, I kicked the shit out of a ball. And I would play in dress shoes. I would wear dress shoes, and I would kick the ball, but I kicked that ball far. You know, we had that, we played with the ball, the dodgeball, the big red ball everybody played with, we played with that. And then every once in a while, somebody would get them little cheap balls that would be in the little bins when you go in the grocery store, them little different, like, tie-dye balls. And it ain't going nowhere, but, you know, you could always, you catch that ball, and then, you know, that's an out, because if you catch the ball, that's an out. Or if you hit the person with the ball, that would be an out, too. So I just a lot of fun memories, you know, growing up. I am complete. Pass the mic to whoever else wants to speak.
Well,
all right.
I'm doing that at 10. I'm doing that at 10 tonight.
Okay, y'all,
and
y'all gonna
just
each other? Okay.
Go ahead, Missionary Ken.
I was saying I'm doing it at 10 tonight, and then a little later here, as soon as 6 wants to take the challenge, I've got a song I want to see if he knows what group did it, and the name of the song.
So y'all going to stump me tonight, huh?
I'll just give you this clue. The song.
Don't give me no clue.
Okay, so when you're ready for the challenge, let me know.
Okay.
I bet you he'll know, and I bet you that Queen Nye will know it, too. They both will know it, likely.
But, Ruth, don't say nothing now, because you know which one I'm doing.
My lips are sealed.
All right, now.
y'all think y'all can stump me with this music? I mean, I am one of the best. I mean, y'all can try it.
Well, whenever you're ready.
Let's go. Bring it.
Okay. I'll just give you this question.
No, don't give me no hint. I don't want no
hint. No, there's a question to it. The title of the song is in reference to the beat that is unique to only this song. And here we go.
The backbeat?
No.
Damn. I didn't hear that. I didn't hear that melody. I didn't hear that a million times. Wow. Big times have been stuck.
You don't know this song? Really?
Is that the damn Wolfgang? Oh my God! That's the Beach Boys, ain't it?
No, not the Beach Boys.
No.
That's not the Beach Boys. Okay.
No.
Well, Wolfgang, on this particular night, you got me.
Hey, honey, could you play the drums like that?
Yeah, I can. It's one of the hardest drum beats for any drummer to do.
That's the four on the floor.
No.
Well,
can I help Six Eyes with Jerry Wolfgang? Can I help him?
Go ahead.
Even a great
I'm going to send you a lifeline. Let's see. It rhymes with gripe.
It rhymes with gripe.
And it's the opposite of in. That probably wasn't very good. but I think that is the name of it, and I think I know who the band is.
See, the point was I didn't play the very beginning of the song, which was the first few words, which was the title.
Oh, well, that is true. I would have given it away. But
Is that the only time anybody says anything in the song?
Right. And you totally know this song, Six Eyes. You know what it is. You just haven't heard it in a while. That's why you're getting stumped right now.
Yeah,
I've heard that song, too, also in this old TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so
should I play that beginning piece so that he knows what it is?
Yep.
No, see if somebody else can guess.
I'm going to help you out.
Play button.
Yep.
All columns.
Now did you catch it?
Did you hear it?
Yeah.
By Safari.
But now who did it?
Safari.
Yep, Safari.
What year was that put out, Kenny? Because I remember the song, but I can't remember when it was my teenage.
I don't remember the year, but that's the group.
Let me look it up. I'll look up the year. But it was a hit.
All right, I'll look it up. You got me. 6 Eyes got stumped tonight here on Kicking It with 6 Eyes. It's cool. It happens. Okay, I try to stump me again.
Honestly, do you really want that?
Don't play.
1963.
Don't play, don't. Huh?
1963. That's when it came out.
1963,
well,
okay.
Let's see here. Maybe 1962 and 1963, a different version. The instrumental maybe in 1963.
I wonder, are they still a little kid. Have they disbanded or are they, still performing?
Safaris, let's see here. I should have known you were going to ask it. Okay, hold on. That I don't know, of course. Well, it looks like they might have retired in 2017.
Okay.
But Jim Fuller seems like he's still active with the band as previous as 2000, the year 2000.
Okay. Okay.
Members
yeah,
Paul Johnson, Robert
again.
Watson. You did. David
yeah, you
Raven.
Got me, you got me.
Jay Trax. Ron Elgin and Dusty Watson. Those are the original members.
Stop me again. Wait a minute.
Hold on. I said that wrong. That's the members who are trying to keep it going. Let me look at this. The past members, Ron Wilson, Pat Connolly, Jim Posh, Barbie Berryhill, Ken Forsey, and Jim Fuller were among the originals. Looks like they got a few members coming in and out during their time.
Okay.
And I guess they were active starting in 1962. So Wipeout must have been one of their first hits.
Wipeout.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, you got me tonight, Wolfgang. You got me. But we're gonna play Stump. We're gonna play Stump tonight, a little later on in the show. Once again, our phone lines are open at 424-243-9617, and the gang is all here. Uh oh. Okay, get ready. All right. I guess they want to do this early, so okay. All right. All right. Here we go. 6 Eyes, the radio network. The battle, they did it early tonight. Chad LaVar. Okay. Chad's doing the WAP. Okay. LaVar's doing something. All right. I don't know what it is, though. Okay, Chad. I'm bad. Yeah.
Jack. You don't try to battle me no more. Been dancing for 10 years.
Oh, he did the freeze. Everybody say, go, Chad. Go, Chad.
Go, Chad.
Go, Chad.
Yeah.
I'm notorious. I crush you like a jelly bean, LaVar. Trying to dance against me? Sticks of making burgers. Me, why try? So tell mommy, bye. I will never get whipped. I'm Chad, I'm bad. Other dancers know. They said, yo, there he goes. My paycheck's large. You try to dance. I'm bad. Give me that walkie-talkie. Yo, this is Chad. And you'll never beat me in dance or even try, because I'm too bad for ya. Understand, LaVar? Yeah. All right, that was the battle. They got it down early here on the 6 Hours Radio Network. LaVar and Chad, a dance battle. All right.
Who beat?
Well, I'm going to say it was a tie. I mean, LaVar, he had a lot more energy. Different moves. But I'm going to give it to both of them. They both winners tonight. Y'all both winners.
They ate the oatmeal.
All right.
They must get a clap.
Good job, Chad LaVar. All right. That's how you start it off. All right. So, on yesterday, if you missed it, Fantasia and Joe were here in Cleveland. So they started off, that's the first concert of the beginning of the summer. It hasn't came here yet, but Joe and Fantasia was here yesterday. So if you ever have heard Fantasia sing, great voice. Mm-hmm. I think if she keeps her voice up like that, she's going to be with the likes of the Gladys and the Patties, you know, because mm-hmm. her voice is great.
Yeah.
And of course, y'all know Joe. He's already proven himself. He's been around for a while. Yeah. All right. Let's see. So we're going to talk about Juneteenth. We're going to talk about that. Are we ready for the entertainment news?
Yeah, I got
it. Are you ready? Are you ready? All right. Now, here's your entertainment news with a Pride and Joy on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Entertainment news.
All right. We're going to be talking about Killer Mike. Killer Mike is an American rapper. He's an actor. And Mike has made his debut when he first came out. He came out with Outkast. He's 48, and he's with live in Georgia. They're saying that he could possibly have the album of the year because, you know, they're saying so far this year they don't have an album of the year just yet. So he dropped his project yesterday. And also with Killer Mike, that's out. People would want to know. He went to flight school. He went to flight school to be a pilot, but he chose rapping over being a pilot. I mean, that's just what he did. So he has new music that came out on Friday. He took it to the Breakfast Club with DJ Envy and Charlamagne Tha God. He took it to, with them. And they're listening to the music. And like I said, they said this could be the album of the year, since they haven't have one yet for this year. And I'm complete on that. Next, I'm going to go to DJ Khaled. DJ Khaled had a surfing accident, but it didn't slow him down. He refused to let pain slow him down because he's a golfer and he likes to golf. The urban producer said that he wanted to encourage folks, let them know that he's winning and he wants everybody else out here to be winning as well. He had an injury, and they showed it where he went to the doctor, and the doctor was checking his foot out. So that's what you guys are seeing if you see he do have an injury. But he said he's not going to never let golf go. He's not going to let it go. But he has a video also showing where he was surfing at and where he slammed and hit the water real hard. He also had to have x-rays, and he bruised his foot. But he was glad, you know, it wasn't broken. But and he took 48 hours just to sleep after that. Just to sleep. He had to get him some sleep after that. But the doctor is saying, you know, he only see a big red bruise on his foot. He don't see no reason why that, you know, he would have to stop surfing and golfing because he's, like he said, golfing is the best thing for him. And consider it's something called Golf Digest. He was on that last week. He was on the cover of it. So again, he's just taking him a little rest. But he still says that he is not going to stop golfing. He said, actually, since he got hurt, he said his swing is super, super smooth now. It's super, super smooth. So DK Khaled is still doing his thing for right now, you know, and he's still going to continue to golf, and he's still going to continue to play his video games. So I'm complete with that. Next up, I'm going over to Deion Sanders. He is at risk of having his left foot amputated due to circulation issues, the doctor says. And CNN University of Colorado head football coach Deion Sanders is at risk of having his left foot amputated due to poor circulation, according to the doctors at the school. The 55-year-old former NFL with his medical team, they having an issue because, you know, they just trying to see whether or not he's going to have to do it. Because, you know, when you come to amputate, you know, people want to make sure this is something that they definitely got to do. They definitely got to do it. But they're saying that, yeah, they're going to have to do it. So he's going to take some, to get ready to take some time out on his job because he is going to have his foot amputated.
Well, What about electrolysis? You know, because I mean that should get the circulation going again. You know, you put them little machines on there. That should shock the circulation back together. I mean, I'm clearly being Dookie Hauser here.
Yeah.
But
he already had 9 surgeries. He's already had 9 surgeries.
Oh wow.
With an implant on the left leg. That's just on the left leg. And he also had blood clots. Mm-hmm.
But
he had a toe already amputated in 2021.
I thought they had medicine to break up blood clots.
Well, they ain't saying that. They ain't saying nothing about that.
Well, that's crazy. Wow.
So he did say he's going to have to take some time off of work to have this procedure.
Well, just to let you know, not all circulation problems are due to blood clots. Some of it can be due to cholesterol levels in the blood or narrowing of the blood vessels. And when it comes down to that, it could be any number of things that's causing it. And doing so, it could be any number of those things that's causing that. And it could be diabetes related. So it could be any number of things that's causing that.
Okay. All right,
so he said he's going to have to miss 3 games, three games that he's going to have to miss while they're doing this procedure on him. He's going to have 3.
Praying for his recovery.
Also, we're going to go to an update, CNN, with Mr. Jamie Foxx. He continued to rest. And he got a new project coming out. He has a new movie that's going to be on Netflix. It's what he's going to have. He got a new movie, and he's been, you know, working inside a little bit inside that. But right now he's still saying that, you know, he's just doing what his family want. They don't want, you know, him to do no work right now. So basically, he's just really just sitting around and running things, you know, to the other people that's going to be in this film that he's going to have. And it's going to be an American Black Film Festival week is when it's going to come out. And he just wants people to enjoy it. He put a lot of energy and, you know, positive things inside it. He just wants people just to worry about this for a while instead of, you know, everybody just going here and there, trying to get little pieces here and there about him. And, you know, everything is not always true, you know, that we read, and we know that. But he just wants everybody to still just leave him alone, give him some time to rest and get better. But he is, you know, out of that way he was in. All he's doing now is going over the scripts with everybody and getting this movie ready to come out. So he is doing better.
That's definitely a blessing right there.
That is a blessing.
So can I want to speak on all 3 of the things you talked about. First, I want to start off.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
I want to speak on, first let's start off with Killer Mike. Icon, part of the Curtis Mayfield family. You know, I want to talk about Outkast and Killer Mike being a part of that family, coming through that lineage, could be is very more political form of activist, more of a rapper. I believe he's more of a political figure more than a rapper. I just think that he just more, his face is more out there now on the political side of basically for people who sit in America and who claim that do not have a voice. Their voice is not heard in the weaker parts of America. There is a such thing as that. Yes, America, we need to understand that we do have people in America who really don't have a voice as they live in certain areas, and there's a lot of things that go on, and they don't have the materials to speak out a lot, but they take on a lot of suffering in their areas. And we can talk about these areas because they're in every city across this country. Okay, so let's get that out of the way. First thing, Killer Mike, I heard his album. very good album. It's got some great people on it. Don't have everyone on it, but it's a very good, well put together album. Could be one of the best albums that came out this year. Could be one. But I think there's a lot of other people that also could take combinations that's not getting that marketing. And it's still, to me, at this time of the Killer Mike record, it's still at its new beginning, and I don't know how much more songs are going to push. Now, there is one song on there that I thought that was very interesting that he has on there is with Young Thug, Run. And Young Thug is sitting behind bars as we speak. But the song he did with him is very, very, very strong sentiment. It came out at least a couple months ago. Sends a strong message to our society that we still in existence as black people and as people of color, still feel like they've been hunted or run to try to survive in this country. And I think that that's just consciousness across this world because of all the negative stereotypes and folk tales, because I call them folk tales, they're not real, that people and other races and other genders and things take on towards black people. So, again, people of color. That went out of the way. Let's get to my man, Callie. Callie, I mean, if he's okay and he can still move around, I think that that's a good thing. Just keep doing you, and just as long as you do you, you do you. You know what I'm saying? You was out there in the pool getting yourself hurt. Now you got to deal with the consequences. But if you say you're fine and you think you're doing good with your golfing, keep doing your golfing thing. Now to Deion Sanders, because we need to talk about this family. Family, we need to get very serious about this because I'm going to pull out a list right now that I got in front of me that we're going to have to talk about, since this is lining up Deion Sanders. And this is not fiction. This is a fact of what's going on. Let's get this out because I want to go to this right now. So also, we're going to definitely get into June talk, because we do need to seriously have a long discussion about Juneteenth, too. All right, let's get to my What's Up. Let's get to my What's Up app. By the way, everybody having a good night tonight. Let's say good day. Everybody having a good day. And also, my mental is very well off good today because you see I'm energized. All right, I'm going to get this, and I got this from my friend Moto, which is a very huge, huge DMG DJ. He has over 150 artists signed to him as a record company. He's very huge. And he sent me this, and I thought this was very interesting. And this came out the other day. This is not make-believe. This is a fact. This is very important list for everyone to know about these products. Every product, and, you know, we were taking vaccines. From vaccines that we've been taking for, they're saying now all the ingredients that's in these vaccines that we've been taking are in most of our foods. I can see here, and it's a huge list of singles, peanut butter, jelly named by brand, Cisco, Cracker Jacks, flavored sodas, Pepsi, oatmeal raisin, fruit punch, oranges, all our fruits, SpaghettiOs, spaghetti, steak sauce, ketchup mustard. More likely, thing that we're eating right now is basically the stuff that's vaccine. Now, the reason why I brought this list up and let y'all talk about this list is because this list is probably one of the problems why Deion Sanders is having his situation. And they're saying that these things are the reason why people are having blood clots across this country. Because they're saying that the same stuff that we put in the vaccines are already in our foods. It's in all our foods. Not one healthy food or one food did not carry what they're saying that causes. So you was right what you said, Six Eyes. You said earlier that they have to come up with conventions of something that can come break down blood clots. They do. But they don't have things when you still keep putting stuff in your body that keeps causing these problems. So in Deion's situation, it's very sad that he's gone through a lot of surgeries. That is so true, a lot of surgeries. And I'm hoping, and it's not over yet, I hope that he can basically go out and take some more opinions, go out and do some more research, before he make a decision, listen to what one doctor say. Listen to a lot of different doctors. Go across the country. Go around and find somebody that actually can give him a lot of alternatives before he makes one decision for what one doctor says. Okay? Now, I want to put that out there first. Because I really care about I want Deion Sanders not to lose it for. Because I think that's what needs to be said first. Because every doctor, just because one doctor has a spinosis and this is simple for him, he's going to go with what's going to be simple for him. Because this is a chronic. But I wanted to go into this list because this list is so huge, y'all, that that's why I had to end the list, because everything that you talk about, you consuming this America, you consuming it across this world, has something to do with vaccine medicines. And it's caused blood clots. This is a fact. It's saying it on here. I will definitely probably need to put this on the website, on our page, so people can see this list of all the food. I mean, it's everything that we say that's 100% oat bran, everything that we're saying that is Jitics, whatever it is, or organic. And there's a lot of organic stuff on here. I don't see not one onion. I don't see not one okra press, even okra brown sugar, okra crate, cereal, oatmeal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everything from Nabisco to the cookies, chocolate cookies, to things without sugar, bread, everything has something that has something to do that can cause blood clots in human beings.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
If I can jump in real quick, thank you. I asked you. You beat me up last week. Remember, we'll do the replay later. But we drink coffee around here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, and for those who drink coffee, now you have to consider this. We did a whole show on this with these liquid creamers, which the Wolfgangs and the Emilys of the world, got me starting to drink. And I started off with the Reese cup, and to the point that I bought two of them and finished them and was getting ready to get another one. And Fact First
mm-hmm.
talked about the liquid creamers. And one thing about it is, according to Fact First, they have no dairy nutritional value. There's not 1 ounce of dairy in those liquid creamers for your coffee. It's a bunch of ingredients we can't pronounce, don't know what it is, and also it's the equivalent of drinking a cup of oil, and none of us are the Tin Man, so we definitely don't need to be consuming that oil-based creamers. So from the Six Eyes Radio Network, none of us, well, I know I can't speak for everybody else, but I don't drink them anymore. Now, I think the last one I had was the Cinnamon Toast Crunch, which was okay. I mean, it's a nice flavor, but if you're going to do anything, I would suggest powder versus the liquid coffee creamers. And also, I stopped putting sugar in my coffee along with the creamer because that's double sugar. So just wanted to pass that along. If you are a coffee drinker yourself, you might just want to consider using just the creamed, the powder creamer for your coffee, and not the sugar is also. I'm complete.
You're right, because actually I'm a diabetic, and whenever I drank that stuff, I actually felt not too well. So I have a type 2 diabetes. I take insulin, so I don't play around with it. If I do drink that, it's going to have to be no sugar extra.
Right. All right. So were we finished with the entertainment news? Or we still got some more?
Can I come back in? I do want to come back in. I didn't finish. I want to come back in right quick. I'm glad you brought up what you just said about the creamers. That is one thing. Mm-hmm. But also on this list, I want to let you know coffee itself is another one. Itself, just itself, they're putting stuff in it now where it has something to do, and it's herbal. So there, I think maybe where we're talking about, and for this list is saying, and I think that where this is coming from is pesticide, do this stuff they try to keep pesticides and bugs to get into, and it's actually the same stuff they put in vaccines. So I think that's what I'm reading here, and I'm looking at it. That's all I want. But I'm going to go ahead and get back and let you go back to the internet, but I thought it was important to talk about this. There's going to be more stuff coming out on this. And everyone can actually look at this list. Like I said, I'm going to put it up so you can look at this complete list and where it came from and
make
actually
sure you,
what they're saying is actually.
Yes, sir. If you could post it on the Six Eyes Radio Network group.
And, oh, my God. And let me tell y'all something else. Hold on.
Yeah.
Let me tell y'all one more thing. I got to say this on top. They're saying this is also the stuff that also they used to have to abort babies with in abortions.
Say it again?
They used the for women to do abortions, to abortion the babies.
Okay.
So this is pretty deep here. So we'll definitely get a chance next time. We'll talk more deep on that. I only have a little information here. I mean, I have a lot of information here, but I just think this needs a full. This is a full story to talk about. But we're gonna go ahead and get back to the entertainment report, and then we'll go from there. And we're definitely gonna talk about Juneteenth because this is gonna be a very deep conversation. We got to have this conversation, family. We really do. All right.
Okay. Well, I'm
there. Go six.
Don't let her finish, please.
I was going to go ahead and stay for a minute because she said something about the doctor. Dr. Donald Jacobs tells Sanders, while adding that he was not only at risk of losing another toe, but possibly his whole foot if it didn't heal correctly from the surgery due to the poor circulation. Again, he tells Sanders that he was not only at risk of losing maybe his whole foot, so he better be careful. This is a doctor telling him this stuff. He's getting ready to have that surgery in like 2 weeks. He's going to have this surgery. So just let you know. And he said that, you know, about his 10 toes. He told the doctor he only have 8. And he pretty sure that he understands, because the doctor was trying to explain to him and talk to him, you know. He said he pretty sure that he understands what could go on during this surgery because he only has 8 toes right now.
My Lord. Well, we're definitely praying for you, Mr. Sanders, from the Six Eyes Radio Network. We're praying for the world, you know,
right.
Every situation. And while it's on my heart right now, please say a special prayer for Two-Piece, a man of a million voices. Please pray for him. He has a situation, and we want him to pull through. We know God is a healer. We know God can fix it. So we just want to send up prayers for Two-Piece here from the Six Eyes Radio Network. We got you. We love you. And like I say, God can turn it around, brother. Just stay calm and keep the faith, and you will come out of this with a million more voices. Amen. So let us claim that. Let us count it done. And we all say,
Amen. Next, we're going to go with Mr. Nick Cannon. Nick Cannon can't believe that his twins that he has, you know, Zion and Zillion, turned 2. But, you know, he has so many, he can't, you know, keep up with all of them. But he was celebrating his dad day with his kids right after he got off the Masked Singer. And he just wanted everybody to know that, you know, he celebrated with kids' birthday. They just turned 2. Remember, he already got the 2 by Mariah, but then he has 2 other twins, and they turned 2. And, you know, he was just letting everybody know that he loved his kids and happy birthday. He took pictures with them. And, you know, they had matching denim jeans and shirts and pants, shoes, you know how sometimes fathers and children do. And they had a great time. He said they had a great time with this kid. So he wanted, you know, everybody just to know, just to leave him alone. He's doing his job. He's still, you know, taking care of his kids. It doesn't matter which ones it is, but he's still taking care of his kids. And he just wanted everybody just to get off his back, because he, you know, he's doing what he said that God has this plan for him. That's what he said. Nick Cannon said. All right, so we're going to be moving on. Ah, yes, this Friday, Sasha Obama graduated. Did y'all know that? Did Sasha graduate?
Wow.
Sasha Obama, yes, this Friday, the youngest daughter of the former president, Barack Obama and Michelle.
Graduated high school?
Michelle Obama. No, she graduated from college. She graduated from college, yes. Mm-hmm. She graduated from Southern California. Uh-huh.
Oh,
her older sister was there with her, you know, so she was happy because she, you know, her older sister was there with her. Officially, she's a college graduate. Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
They said that she have a degree. She has a degree. She has a degree as well.
Okay.
Yeah. So she got to spend some time with, you know, with her sister and her, you know, her father and them. And plus, not only did Obama say, you know how sometimes at the end he would say something. Not only did he say something to her, but he said something to all of the college graduates that was out there. You know, that really made them proud for him to not just say something to her, but to say something to all of them out there. Give each and every one of them an encouraging word, you know,
just want to say,
for their next step.
To Sasha, to the
mm-hmm.
rest of the class here, graduated. You all have a bright future ahead of you, and I am very proud of you. Give yourselves a hand.
That was really good.
All right, y'all. Here we go with sports. Fan in sports. Here we go. Another Patriot. Jack Jones got arrested after having two loaded guns found in his luggage. He left it in his luggage. You know how they have to go through all your stuff. Why would you leave it in your luggage? But, yeah, so he got in trouble for having these guns. He was arrested on Friday. Two firearms in his luggage.
Wow.
He was headed to Massachusetts, but he got caught. So he got turned around. So he had two firearms, plus he had another one that was in the car. He had the bullets and stuff that go with it as well. But yeah, he's in trouble with the cops now. Now, he hasn't been playing that long either with them. That's sad right there. He charged with two counts, each of filing a possession, having possession of them, the weapons. That's sad.
Right,
and you know, he was at the airport again. He would go to these airports. It seemed like everybody's getting called at the airport lately. Because last week we had like two people that was at the airport. This week he at the airport again. He done got in trouble. So it doesn't say what the Patriots are going to do because of that. Just yet. I don't say nothing about that. So what was
what I want to know? As much money as these entertainers and athletes have, why don't they just hire a jet, a private jet,
mm-hmm.
and they don't have to worry about all that, you know, bags and, you know, having guns in the luggage, you know? Makes all the sense in the world to me.
Well, if the guns are in the luggage, it doesn't sound like they want the guns on their person to protect them. So I'm trying to figure out why do we need
guns.
Well,
that's why you pay for bodyguards. That's why you pay for security detail.
Oh,
I mean, hell, if
I'm
running up
and jet, I'm sorry.
If I'm running up and down the court, if I'm throwing a football, whatever I'm doing, I have enough money to have security to where I don't have to turn it to, Matt Dillinger. You know, Matt Dillon. And, you know, basically, I mean, why should the athlete, you know, be carrying guns around?
Right.
Higher security detail.
Right.
Now, I don't know if he reported on this or not, but I have an entertainment news myself.
Okay.
So, our late Jerry Springer was married, had a wife, but he also had two children outside of his marriage to his wife. He had two biracial children.
Mm-hmm.
And the mother threatened him while he was alive. Really, she didn't want him to have anything to do with those two outside children. Now, Mr. Springer left everything, everything to those two outside biracial children. He said to his other girls, he said, "I told you all to work. I hope you made your millions. The house, you all can split, do what you want to do with it. But for my estate, my money, my homes, and this place, that place, this place, that place, all goes to my outside children because you kept that away and you kept me away from them." And he said, "That's the least I can do. That's just a drop in a bucket for me not being in their lives." He said, "That was coward of me. I am a coward. I'm a coward because I'm doing this video, but, you know, that was his way of righting his wrong." So Jerry Springer left everything to those children, and they will definitely have a bright future because of it. Rest in peace, Jerry Springer. Great show. Grew up watching you, recorded you, and just rest in power from the Six Eyes Radio Network. What y'all think about that?
I think a father should always think about the future of their children. And whatever he can do to uplift his children, he should do it because none of those children asked to be here. Legally, all you have to do is leave a dollar to a relative. And, you know, I'm certainly, you know, this is not something they wanted to hear. But,
right.
You know,
you know what?
But he can, legally, he can do. I mean, he can do that.
Yeah, you know, my voice doesn't know justice, so I want one of you smart people to go to YouTube and type in Jerry Springer, and you'll see it. It's right up there. It's right up there. It says Jerry Springer. You'll see it. I want y'all to hear it. I want y'all to hear it.
Nick, they showed it on TV too.
You said. I have one here, but I don't know if that is.
What does it say?
Wait. Jerry Springer left all his money and assets
to his black children. That's it. That's
okay,
it.
They say black.
Okay.
Right,
well,
everybody,
let me,
listen to this.
You want me? Let me know when you,
yes,
you play it now. Oh,
yes.
Okay. Just one moment.
Y'all, tell me what y'all think.
Okay, just a second. Let me get it.
I want everybody to comment on this.
Hang on. Okay, I think I got it. Alrighty, just one moment.
Late TV personality Jerry Springer has been all over social media lately. A video surfaced on the web of the deceased star leaving his fortune to his black children he had out of wedlock. Apparently, Jerry has been taking a dip in chocolate here and there, and his two children are the result of Springer's hidden sweet tooth for the chocolate sisters.
He trusted me to handle the delicate matter of his last will and testament in the event of his untimely passing. We are here today because each of y'all has been named in his will, and he has asked me to play this video for y'all to explain his last wish.
That a video of Dad, Jordan. I can't. I'm not ready.
Okay, it's recording. Goodness, I got nervous all of a sudden. I can stop it. No, keep rolling. I can't be more nervous than my girls will be when they watch this. So, well, girls, I thought I'd know what to say by now, but truth is, I don't.
If I know anything, I know you two have been fighting probably moments before you hit play, but seriously, girls, if you're watching this, then I know that I've been the cause of more than a few fights recently. Megan, look at me, sweetie. Jordan, Megan, I know I wasn't the best father, not even the best example of a man for the two of you, and there's nothing I can do now to change that. I know that. But I do want to try to make right what I can. John and Misha, I know you don't know me, but by the end of this, you'll know why I did what I did and why I've done what I've done. Where do I even begin? Well, first off, I know you've been wondering why your mother has been left out of all this. The reality is, this is what she wanted. And I don't know what all she shared with you, but I hope you're open to hearing me. And believing me when I say she chose this. Well, really, I put her in an awful position, and then she did the same to me. Shortly after you were born, Jordan, I met and fell in love with another woman. And I had a child with her a year later. This was obviously very painful for your mother. It was painful for me. I found myself feeling things I'd never felt for someone I would have never imagined. It was confusing and complicated, and I shared all this with your mother. She tried forgiving me, but she just couldn't do it. More than forgiving me, Joan couldn't bear the shame of divorce or outside children. So she forbade me from seeing that woman and our child again. And I did what she told me for as long as I could. But no matter how hard I tried, I could not stay away from Melinda. John, Misha, I am so... There's nothing... I loved your... John, Misha, I did a terrible, terrible thing for terrible reasons. I let fear and ignorance and, quite honestly, hatred keep me away from you and your beautiful, beautiful mother. And I have spent the last 26 years in complete and crippling shame. And it is still a drop in the bucket of the immeasurable amount of pain I have caused each of you. My wife learned of your arrival, Misha, and demanded that I cut you off completely. I tried to reason with her, but she threatened to expose my infidelity and my illegitimate children. And I was such a coward. I'm a coward even now for making this video instead of making the effort to meet you. I'm ashamed and disappointed in myself. I didn't know how to stand to my truth and stand up to my wife. I did, however, manage to stand up for you, John and Misha. While Joan kept me away from you with a threat of exposure, she did not keep me from providing for you. You see, I told her that if I had to accept a life without you, she would not get a red cent of my fortune, and that you would be named equally in my will in the event of my passing. But with everything going on in the world right now, I realize that I have to go a step further. Jordan, Megan, I leave our home here in New York, in New Orleans, to you to do with whatever you want. The rest of my estate, my properties in Mississippi, Georgia, South Carolina, my bank accounts, investment portfolios, all liquid and intangible assets, everything, all of it will go to my children, John and Misha. Girls, all your life, I've been telling you to make your millions, and I hope you have. If not, you can always sell the house and split the profit. But my entire estate belongs to John and Misha, and it is up to them to do with it what they will. It is truly the least I can do, as I and this country have failed you. And hopefully one day, America will do what's right as well. That's it, Brad.
We're sponsored by nightanddaynetmarket.com and nightanddaynethub.com.
What you think?
You're getting your head.
That laughter that you heard was from one of his Caucasian daughters. It's probably out of disbelief. But I pray the best in this situation.
Yeah, because you don't know how it's going to go. I mean, yeah, so many people.
Wow, I can't believe that.
And I pray, I pray that these children who have just now inherited a windfall have enough understanding on what to do with it, how to manage it, how to keep it going for their for the next group of children to come. Wow.
Man.
Nothing's going to replace not having their father, though, in my opinion.
Yeah. Anybody else? Wolfgang, APL, Pride and Joy, Nicole? Anybody? Nicole?
I think
that was Jerry Springer, right? Was that Jerry Springer, right?
No, that was Montel Jordan.
That was Jerry Springer.
No, the reason why I had a lot of stuff. I apologize, guys. I didn't hear it all because I had other people. They see me, I'm security. So they're going to come over here. They're going to bother me. They're going to want to. They don't understand that I'm doing something. And I have put myself out of the situation, but they don't understand that.
I'll put it in your inbox if you want a copy of it.
Okay. Well, I just asked. Was that? I just want to confirm. Was that was Jerry Springer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. That's all I want to do. All right. My take.
I have
corporate America.
I have one.
America. We have a problem, and if we don't want to address this problem, we got a serious problem in this country still going on as far as race consideration. If this conversation was put in the way of the text, because that's how he was saying it, was like, you know, there's still discrimination going on in this country. Is that basically what he was trying to say in so many words? And we still haven't overcome and oversell, and we still had a standstill as far as race relations in this country. That's basically what he was saying in that. And by his children, they still have to face the issue of being in the color of their skin and not the judgment of their character. And I think Jerry Springer has moved on, and he's saying that as a white man leaving this earth with two children and children that are definitely are people of color, have definitely of two different, and they're still in this. So I think this needs to be put more out there in media. We need to have more discussions. We need to come up with more solutions on how to stop making people feel a type of way about this country. That is sad for a white American, and I'm glad that white Americans did say this, but to let you know that America still has not overcome this diversity where some of us think we have, and we have not. But right. I want to move on because it's time to, before we go, I know y'all are trying to get back to
entertainment. We have somebody else that wants to speak. We have somebody else
okay,
that
go
wants
ahead.
To speak. Go ahead. Welcome, caller.
Yeah, I'm the guy, but I tune in late. And I was just
Hello.
Listening. Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. We can hear you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I tuned in a little late, so I was just wondering what I'm trying to say, he left the other daughter the house or whatever, but did he leave her some of the other estate that he had? Or was
no.
it just only the house?
He left the house for his original two children to divide, but he left everything else to his other two children outside the marriage, biracial children. So he left everything to them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. All right.
They should be set, and their children should be set if they manage that right.
If they do, right, and don't mess with it.
Yeah.
And some parents are. They give it to them like they're supposed to, you know.
Yeah. because I don't know how old those children are, but I know
26
his wife.
It sounds like.
Okay, him away, you know, from them too. So you know, wow, and happy Father's Day, Godfather.
And thank you, my man.
Happy
may God
Father's
bless
Day.
You, strengthen you.
Thanks, sir.
Well, way I see it, hey, it didn't matter whether those children, any of those children, were white, black, green, purple, or orange. Hey, if they're children, they should have an inheritance. If he wanted to leave them an inheritance of whatever kind it was, hey, that was his privilege. He was the father. He could give them an inheritance if that's what he wanted to do, and nobody should say anything about it, plain and simple. And I'm complete.
Personally, I think they should have made it so each person got about the same amount, and then it wouldn't be so much argument.
Right. I feel that way, too.
I'm just saying the way I heard this and the way it sounded to me is the reason why he left the outside children what he left them, because he, like, there was something despite because of their because of the background of they being outside American, being black, that it's like they didn't think they deserved anything of the end of that. That's why I said it's a long problem that I think that has to be discussed in some ways. But I do agree with y'all. I think there should have been some kind of equal split between everybody. But I think that he left, what he left for the children, the other children outside, was because he knew the bickering and how bad it was. He couldn't get them to work with themselves. But it shows you the confidence of race being played by media and by the other infrastructure of our society, keeping the situation. So I think the most frustrating thing that we're going to hear coming from this tape, and I think that's why it's not been put out there, is it's going to be based off of race, and we know that. Why did they got this? It goes both ways. Why did they didn't get this, and why they didn't get that? Why these got this one, and why is that? Because it is what our country needs to have a longer discussion with, and try to figure out how to equality and have equality across the board with color, not what your gender is, and what, I mean, not what your race is, but what your people character is. But I need to go into, are we about to get ready to get into this Juneteenth talk, or we definitely need to talk about that, because that leads into this.
Yeah. So that was our news with Pride and Joy. Thank you, Pride and Joy, for the entertainment news.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Nicole, for the Jerry Springer story.
Yes.
And thank you, Godfather, for joining us on the 6 Hours Radio Network. Tomorrow at 12 Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 Pacific, get your praise on without leaving the house. The 6 Eyes Gospel Show here on the 6 Eyes Radio Network, 424-243-9617. Join us. Get your praise on without leaving the house.
Amen.
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 So, right, guys, are y'all ready? Six, I want to start off because I want everyone to listen to me very carefully, and I want to say the facts of this whole Juneteenth, because I really want to – I want everybody to really understand what Juneteenth really is about and what it's supposed to be about, which is not. Okay, Juneteenth –
All right, brother, go ahead. I'm sitting back chilling. You got it.
Okay, Juneteenth supposed to be the celebration of people in this country who celebrate coming out of slavery. Now, when I say this, it's not just African Americans. We had Irish, whites, blacks, Indians. We had so many people that was in bondage for a long time in slavery. Okay? So this is not just a race, this is a completely plain. But the problem with Juneteenth, why I say it's not, actually, the day we celebrate, really supposed to celebrate freedom as far as slavery ending, is actually New Year, is actually the first day of New Year. That is the day that the proclamation was given out for freedom for all people who was incarcerated and being a slave in this country. But for what we was told and for what history says, it didn't get out to everybody across this country. And it took a long time to get out to actually is. So when we talk about Juneteenth is a celebration of Galveston, Texas situation, where the story of Galveston, Texas is really a local situation that they celebrate that they got freedom. Now, they was told by the Spanish Cortes and everything that the war was over and you had your freedom. They was told by a lot of other folks, too, and everybody that you had your freedom, and they still stayed in captivity until they had to have someone really walk down there and tell them that they actually were free. And then they said, oh, we're free. And they celebrated that during. Now, the reason why I really think that that's a small story that goes on, and that's just one town. There was slavery, and we can document this all the way until the 1960s. There was slavery, people still in slavery, all the way to the 1960s. And there's country that doesn't even have anything to do with Juneteenth, that people still in incarceration and still in slavery in Mississippi, all the way up to California, all the way down into Oregon and to Ohio. There's lists of stories of people still in captivity and still believing slavery, still in the plantation, working in plantations, and slavery did not know that they had freedom. Their freedom was offered to them, and they didn't have to stay and be enslaved. So I find, listening to the gentleman, I believe Mr. Hatchett, Judge Hatchett, Joe Brown really made this make sense. Mm-hmm. He said, we're celebrating something that really should not be celebrated, because we're celebrating that people was told, and they had options. People came and told them, yo, you're free. You don't have to stay here. You can leave. You're free. And it took another 5 years before they realized, and someone else had to come back again telling me free for them to realize. So I think, and I had to look at it from a standpoint of professionality, and I looked at this and I said, why are we talking about Galveston, Texas, when we still had people around the country still at that time in 1875 still sitting around in bondage too, that was sitting there on lock. So we can't base it off of that, and I think it does make sense not to base it off that, because it's really an insult, because it's saying that these folks was told that they were free and they still stayed in captivity, and there's ones across the country that still was enslaved that they didn't even get their memo that there was freedom. But these guys in this sense, so I kind of like feel a type of way about this, and I think that this history is really born. Now, not saying that should we celebrate Juneteenth, it can't be celebrated, because it's still, even though they're saying it's a holiday, it still is not going to be represented, because no one can really understand Galveston, Texas. It's our shoe we're from, Galveston, Texas, because it's based on what went on in Galveston, Texas. So do y'all understand where I'm coming from and what my point is for this? Because there have been celebrations for Galveston, Texas, and this is where it's been based out, Juneteenth. It's not based on Atlanta. It's not based in North Carolina. It's not based on anything that has anything about all these other places that was in bondage about slavery. This is talking about just a central area in Galveston, Texas, where they was told that they were free, and then they still stayed in captivity for this time. So, I just want people to research that, do your the diligence, and understand this is what we're celebrating. So, I'm going to go ahead and pass the ball. I want people to speak on it and come from their point of what they think of this situation.
All right, anybody want to take it? Any of the ladies?
Well, I would love to hear your perspective on it, Six Eyes, if you would like to share something.
Anybody want to elaborate, comment?
I don't know about you guys, but I loved Martin Luther King, for example. and I don't have no problem with any race at all. And so, basically, I think we could celebrate the fact that we should just learn to love each other.
That's what I can, you know, what I think. I think that, that God created all of us, you know, God created all of us the way he wants us to be, wonderfully made, and that everything, you know, should be for everybody. Everything, they should make everything for everybody. They should separate it, because once you separate it, it begins going through a race thing again, you know? It begins going back where we came from. It takes it all the way back. So I think that, you know, they should just keep it like they have it. Don't make it a race thing all the time when they talk about these different things. Because that's what it seems like it's coming to. Well, it's bringing us back up from where we just went back from. It's just seems like we're going right back to the same thing. Because once one of us say something, you know, it's going to start a big commotion.
Well, the big thing everybody forgets is we all come from the
same person.
First, the same ancestor. We all come from the same ancestor, Adam and Eve.
We all come
from the same ancestor. And if you don't believe that, all you got to do is go ask any doctor, or any blood bank. They will tell you that no matter what color your skin is, all blood is the same color. Blood is the same color, which confirms what the Bible says. We are all of one blood.
Mm-hmm.
That cuts through all the malarkey, all the junk.
Mm-hmm.
We need to go back to the first ancestor, the very first couple, and say, look, this was our first forefather, first foremother, our first family, and no matter what race we are, no matter what country we're from, when you go way back to the very beginning, Adam and Eve, we all came from them.
Mm-hmm.
So that cuts all that nationality nonsense, that cuts all that color nonsense, it cuts all that nonsense, it cuts all that nonsense about poor to rich. It cuts all that nonsense about disabled to able-bodied nonsense. It cuts all that malarkey out of the way when you come down to Adam and Eve.
That's
all there is to it, and I'm complete.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Okay. Complete.
All right, anybody else? Anybody else on the phone lines that may have joined us?
Anybody else want to speak on it? I just want to make it clear. I had one just came through 4398. If you want to speak, you can speak if you have anything you want to speak.
Thanks, man. I don't know what to say about you, man. Don't waste the day.
All right, guys.
If you're gonna take the day off, take it off of what it's for. And
right.
If you're not free, I don't care. The chains are physically off the mind. Chains are physically off the body. But if you're still a slave in your mind, it ain't going to matter anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So your mind has to be free. Your chains got to be off your mind.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
So, if that's not the case, it ain't going to matter.
Okay.
Sorry, guys.
I apologize, 6 hours. Like I'm trying to jump in, but I want to say something on top of this, this holiday, which is very important. This holiday that we're talking about, we're trying to celebrate a holiday. I'm trying to get y'all to understand the holiday we're trying to celebrate is Juneteenth. Juneteenth has really too much relations to slavery ending. That's what I'm just trying to tell you. We can celebrate the lineage to it, it's so different from someone else has a story they can talk about in a different light and say, hey, you know, we were here slaved in Idaho, Nebraska, and we went all the way past that time before anyone even notify that we were even free as an individual? Because, see, when I'm talking about Juneteenth, and this is where people got to understand what Juneteenth is celebrated. It's not a black thing. Juneteenth is saying the ending of slavery. The proclamation that was given by Abraham Lincoln was the ending of slavery, period. And I think that's what the concentration talk should be talked about. That's what I'm saying it should be talked about. But in general, we're only celebrating. What we're celebrating is something that goes on in Galveston, Texas. Like I tell a lot of people that I talk to who has really huge ties to the slave thing. They found their family was slaved and all the way back into these certain times. Said this doesn't relate to them because they feel that their voice was not being heard. Because if you're going to do something like for 10 teens, you got to do something for what happens in other countries and other times. So, and then one thing that was fact, and this is the fact, that the celebration for the ending of slavery is actually the first of the year. And we just, reason why we don't talk about that during that time, because that's 4th of July of the new year. And I mean, not 4th of July, but that's a new year of January the 1st, and that's the day that should be celebrated. So I'm not trying to divide and say race thing. This is not a race thing. This is talking about the ending of slavery being illegal in America. And I just think that Juneteenth, Galveston, Texas, is just one small scale of stuff that was really more massive that still went on. We saw about 5 years later, and guys, I'm gonna pass the ball to 6 hours. I think I gotta deal with something with the police. I'll be right back.
All right, everybody. You're joining the 6 hour radio network. We're here every Saturday, 11:30. The number for the 6 hour radio network is 424-243-9617. 424-243-9617. I want to thank everybody that's listening right now live. Everybody that's gonna listen later on in the archive. We do appreciate you. Our surrounding city and states are faraway countries. You're enjoying the 6 hours radio network. Please make sure to like the AJ and the Squad Facebook page. Also like the 6 hours radio network page. Join both pages. Join both pages, AJ and the Squad, and join the 6 hours radio network page. JOIN, both pages. All right. We got the Godfather with us, and we have the Queens with us. We have the Wolfgangs. Wolfgangs, are you ready for the Slam the Scammer?
We are ready.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
I got
slam the... Wait a minute, I'm trying to bring you out. Ladies and gentlemen, now here's Slam the Scammer with the Wolfgang. That's right, here, Slam the Scammer. Take it away.
All right, I think you're gonna like this. I've got a series that is actually made out from a magazine I found. It's called Outrageous Shocking Real-Life Fraud Tales. Okay, this is number one. The crime is fake kidnapping. Dialing up the fear hour by hour. Charlotte Revenette was packing her lunch for her work shift as a nurse when the phone rang in her home in the Phoenix suburbs. "Mom, please help me. These guys, they've taken me." She remembered hearing. Then a man grabbed the phone and said, "Okay, we've got your daughter here. How much would you pay for your daughter's life?" Robinette pleaded to hear her daughter again, but the kidnappers were blunt. "That's the last you're going to hear from her. Unless you do what we say, we're going to kill her." They told Robinette to drive to her bank. Then she was instructed to wire.
All right, who's moving around?
Huh?
Somebody's making some noise like they're skating.
Thanks. Money to an address in Mexico. I just had to change page. They led her to one store and another, sending her clear across Phoenix. Each time she sent money, they asked for more. This went on for, like, all day. "Then they wouldn't let me sleep at night," Robinette said. Finally, as she was nearly ready to collapse from exhaustion, they gave her the boldest order yet: cross the border into Mexico and deposit money directly into a bank there. So she headed down 117 past Tucson and crossed the border. After finding the bank of the kidnapper's choosing, she deposited the money, the very last dollar she had in her IRA. She was told to drive home and wait for instructions on picking up her daughter. Adding to her nightmare, she was stopped at the border when federal agents learned she had two guns in her possession. After an hours-long hassle during which she was frantic over her daughter's fate, she was released. She eventually called her daughter's cell phone, and her daughter answered. "Kristen, are you okay? Where are you?" Rebinette asked. "Sitting right here at my house," her daughter replied. "I'm like, oh, bleep. Everything just sort of fell apart," Robinette said. Robinette was a victim of what the FBI calls virtual kidnapping, a crime that often originates from inside prisons in Mexico. Criminals ambush victims at odd times and scare them into sending money. The stories are enhanced by research on social media and, in some cases, caller ID spoofing that makes the person believe the call is from a loved one. The FBI has issued multiple warnings about the scam. Robinette sent about $11,000 to her virtual kidnappers, and the incident still haunts her. "I don't know how long it was before I got enough sleep," she said, "but then I got to thinking, they got their money. What do they want with me now?" And this next one will be called Romance Scam next time.
Wow.
All right. Well, thank you, Ruthie, for Slam the Scammer with the Wolfgang. That's right, keeping us all on point here with Slam the Scammer. With
what do you guys think of that? What she could have done first thing is call her daughter and see if she was home. I don't know after I read that. Yeah, I'm thinking, you know, she should check with her daughter first to see if she really was kidnapped. They could have got anybody to make it sound like her.
I think they hit the button of fear. And she thought, it must have been true. Obviously, she must have thought that. And she didn't have give herself a chance to think to call, to check and see if it was real, because she figured time was on the line. Her daughter's life was on the line. They hijacked her emotions.
Yeah, and they knew she had money.
I'm glad her daughter wasn't kidnapped, though. I'm glad for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Crazy world we live in, guys.
Yes, indeed.
All right. Excellent. All right. Thank you for that, the Wolfgangs. Good news. Our very own Tyler Perry has made history, not only buying one, but two networks, BET and VH1. He bought, so definitely be on the lookout. Some great things are about to happen. So shout out to Tyler Perry, the rest of the team. And, that's huge news right there. Huge news right there. So, I wonder, they let him buy two networks, yet Bill Cosby couldn't buy one. Now, do anybody have any thoughts on that?
I believe it's perhaps the quality of, well, not the direct quality, but the implied quality of the network might be a factor. Bill Cosby wanted, I think, more of a primetime network, correct?
Well, NBC is more primetime, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that may mean more people would be influenced by whatever his vision would be for that network. Versus, say, not maybe in comparison as popular of a network. Perhaps that's just a speculation.
Okay. Well, what we're going to do is take a small music break. You're enjoying the Six Eyes Radio Network. We'll be right back. Thank you. Happy Heavenly Father's Day, Father. Love you. Miss you tremendously. Dedicate this song to my father. Yes, here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Going out to Papa Six Eyes, happy Heavenly Father's Day. From your son, who? That's me, Six Eyes, Six Eyes Radio Network. All right. And once again, I want to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there, the fathers that go on to glory. Happy Father's Day to you as well.
Yes, indeed. Is that Mr. Magic I hear playing right now?
That would be correct.
Are you going to turn that up in a moment?
Sure. All right, Godfather, get up and get ready to dance. For the Godfather.
Godfather's so smooth, he probably do know how to dance. Hey.
Online radio, the Six Eyes radio network.
Thank you.
Oh, boy, look at your head. You got this on your head if you're going to be on Phyllis. That dang on her.
This has been a Six Eyes Radio production.
Okay.
You guys are all in good voice tonight. Y'all do a good job there.
You did a good job, too.
Yeah, that's right, Big Ruthie. We're all here together.
I'm so happy tonight I could sing.
Praise the Lord.
Are you going to sing tomorrow?
Is that Evangelist Clayton not here?
You going to sing tomorrow?
I'm sorry?
We were asking if Sister Ruthie is going to sing for us tomorrow. She says she's so happy right now she can sing, which is a beautiful thing.
All right now. All right now.
Go ahead and sing.
I think Wolfgang is up there doing the chopper.
Yeah,
oh.
And I'm going to have to do my
you need to do your airplane
and
shuffle.
You ready?
Uh-oh.
I don't know the song for the Cleveland Shuffle, but I could probably end up dancing out here.
You ready?
So let's sing something. Hit the Cleveland Shuffle, darling.
Well.
He's trying to get something done on the computer. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Well, let's see what we can sing.
Okay, let's
thank
let's
you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me that great salvation so rich and free. That's about all I remember of it. I'm a little dry tonight, but I've that's the best I can do with a very little water.
You did good.
Go for it, Ken. I was waiting for him to start.
Amen. I tell you, that's
beautiful.
Amen. Thank you for that.
Amen.
Ruthie?
And I got to get back on practicing my keyboard because I'm thinking about doing something with that soon.
Oh, that's wonderful.
All right.
Looking forward to it.
All right. Well, you are enjoying the Six Eyes Radio Network, so we're just going to continue the boogie.
Okay.
Oh, speaking of, we have birthdays. Gino Vannelli turned 71, and Barry Manilow turned 80.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Barry Manilow. Oh.
Happy
no
birthday.
Singing here. I didn't know he was
still
singing. Six
Eyes Radio Network.
He had a good voice, though.
Yes, I don't know if he's still singing.
Right.
And next Saturday, the man himself, Six Eyes, turned 64, I believe. Just want to make sure we party for him.
Yeah.
Next weekend, next Saturday.
64.
Oh, 64. You're at the front door.
Well, hold on, Godfather. Something like that. You know, give or take, you know. So I'm in the ballpark, though.
But
I did the calculations.
The,
my calculator said old.
Guys, radio network on my computer, and he does look a lot younger than that.
Thank you.
Who does,
thank
Barry
you.
Manilow?
No, I can always count on you. So this is Gino.
Well,
Benet.
You know, I'm one of six.
You can always
best
count on
me. I
yes,
know.
Yes.
I'm not too far off with those numbers, though.
Old,
I did the calculations.
Little Gino Vanelli for y'all before y'all was born.
Yeah, I was born in 1959, about the time that Elvis Presley was popular.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
And by the way, he is really dead. There's been some people saying that he's alive, and they got this crappy story saying he's a agent for the government. That's a lie. Anybody saying that stuff is just trying to make up junk. I've been listening to it on TV.
He's an agent for the government now? Wow.
Yeah, he's something like in the 70s or 80s. I mean, that is a lie. Right. It's the biggest lie I've heard in a long time.
Oh, goodness.
Well, there's so many Elvis impersonators. I think that's one reason there's so much trouble with that.
Well, that is true.
Did you know he had a twin brother named Jesse? Yeah, he's got a twin brother named Jesse.
Now that you said it,
Happy birthday, Barry Manilow. Happy birthday from the 6 Eyes Radio Network. We had a little bit of Gino Vanelli, and now he's a little bit of Barry Manilow. Happy birthday from the 6 Eyes Radio Network.
Now, I hope they give him a big cake, lots of frosting with ice cream.
Well, I tell you what, Ruby, you can come have some cake with me. This is Barry Manilow. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome, sir.
You all can have cake with Barry Manilow. I love this station. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Have you guys heard any more news about Pastor Bonnet? Is he feeling better?
Well,
he is. He's doing a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I felt so bad when I found out he fell out of a tree.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad he's okay.
I'm just glad he didn't break anything. Yeah.
I used to climb trees when I was a kid, but I didn't do it for what he was doing. It was a job he was doing. I don't know how he was doing up there that he was falling out of a tree. He must not have used a high reach or something to climb out of a tree.
Right. Oh, I'm sorry, Six. Yeah.
Hey, buddy.
I'm sorry about that, Barry Manilow. I'm sorry about that. I know you're up here singing, and they're just talking. I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry. Keep singing. Keep singing. And I was going to share my cake with you all, and you're up here talking while I'm singing my damn song. I'm 81 years old, and you all are talking while I'm singing.
Our apologies.
I don't like it. Make sure you join JOIN, the 6 Eyes Radio Network group. Make sure you join AJ and the Squad group. Make sure you follow us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts by typing in 6 Eyes Radio, SIXEYES space radio, RADIO, the best in radio, the 6 Eyes Radio Network.
Hey, God.
It's the 6 Eyes Radio Network.
Thank you. Thank you. What's going on, brother?
Back at y'all. It's DJ TL. Oh, man. I think it never fails on our reality, but on what goes on around the world. But, hey, it is what it is.
Let me read this text. APL, let me read this text. Hey, Six Eyes, this is BM, Barry Manilow. The next time that damn AJ starts talking, APL starts talking, while I'm singing my song, I'm going to, I can't read it. But he said, don't ever interrupt him while he's singing. I'm sorry about that, BM. I'm sorry about that.
Oh,
Network. Happy birthday to Gino Vanelli, 71, from the Six Eyes Radio Network. And happy birthday to everyone celebrating a birthday in June. All right. Now, ATL?
Yes, yes, Scott. I apologize for jumping in on the song. Sorry, fam.
Yeah, because
I got sick.
Because, you know, Barry Manilow will kick your ass. You know that, right?
Yeah, I definitely don't want that to happen.
I'm just telling you. He said, I'm tired of people talking while I'm singing.
Well, let's get to this. You were talking earlier and just got through dealing with a situation. We had a cop over here pretend to be a cop.
Mm-hmm.
And
just
he got
talked
pulled
about that.
By the cops. Yep, he just got
just
pulled by
about
the cops
that.
In the parking lot. And he was trying to figure out how to say he was a cop when he wasn't a cop. And that's why I had to get out and figure out what was going on in my parking lot over here. And it's an interesting thing. So this is something that we probably need to have more of a discussion going overall cross-country. Guys, if anyone pulls out any lights and they pull you, go to an area that's very lit where you see people at and try to park there so you can expose these individuals because they are all over the country. This happened in Atlanta, and it was surprising where this was happening at. This happened right on Virginia Avenue where you have a whole bunch of cops. So they're bold enough to even come out while the cops are out. So this is just – this is sickness in the highest. So Six Eyes, I'll let you finish. Because you need to make sure that this is this PA go out.
Yes, and this is the Hill Street Blues theme right here, Mike Post, and what the captain would always say, hey, from the Six Eyes Radio Network, let's be careful out there. If you see anything suspicious, do not stop for anybody, especially women. If you're in a vehicle, do not stop. Keep those doors locked at all times. Make sure you have gas in your car. Make sure your cell phone is fully charged. And if you are to be pulled over by a cop, do not pull over. Try to get to a well-lit area, preferably a gas station. Do not pull off on any side streets. Stay on the main street. Do not pull over. If you got to get a ticket, get the ticket, because these supposedly fake cops are up to no good. We want you to be safe here at the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Yep, guys.
That's how my brother ends up getting killed. Trying to help somebody. You know. So, don't pull
over.
Yeah,
I want to give you guys a little bit of advice. I was out one time driving. I don't drive now because I don't have a car. But when I did drive, I used to drive people to church and stuff. Well, this particular night, I was taking a lady to church with me, and I don't go to that church now because I think worshiping with you guys is more fun to me. So what I do
Amen.
Is when I'm thinking about what I did that night, and I was going down Station Avenue, which is the worst crime area in Ishtabula. I had four or five guys almost attack my car. They all huddled together and tried to hit me. What I did was I rammed on my horn so loud that I think it bothered them, so they split. And I was so glad because the person I wanted to take to church, I wanted him to get saved. So the evening turned out a lot better after the split little criminals were around. They were an actual gang. I found out later they were the Folks gang in Ishtabula. So I don't need to see them again. And when I do walk around at night, I carry my pepper spray. I used to carry tear gas when I was a security guard, but I don't do any shenanigans at night much anymore because I'm too old for that. I'm 63, and I don't want somebody grabbing or attacking me either.
Right. I'm glad they let you
alone. Anyone else have anything to say?
Well, this has been a great show, Mayor.
If you could travel in twos, if you're able to travel in twos, do that if you can, especially if you're going to be out at night.
I'm just sitting here amazed. I was blown away. And the officers that were sitting here with this guy, we were just blown away. We were blown away. I'm like, and I'm just letting people understand that these folks are that bold. They don't care whether, he said he didn't care whether the cops said he's going to get his victim.
Did he even blend in with the people? Did he have on the right color? Did he have on the right uniform?
Oh, yeah, he had some kind of uniform on to blend in with the cops, yeah. And we just, it was suspicious. He didn't have a marked name of a car. He had a blue light on it. And it was like an unmarked car, but it was not. It's an unmarked car with blue lights in it, and it looked like a cop car. You would say it's undercover, but he's not an undercover officer. He had handcuffs. He had a gun. He had a nightstick. He had a fake badge. He pretty much played the part. I mean, we were listening to him talk. He was talking like he was an officer, and they knew he was not. And we was like, wow, this is just how sick. This stuff is sick. And we were sitting in the cop. We moved over to the side. Me and the cops was talking, and it's just this is. These guys don't care. They do it in bald daylight. You see how? And he's like, we're sitting here. You got cops all up this highway. And he still was trying to pursue his victim. And he told us that that's what his job was. That's what he was going to do, regardless whether he was legit or not. So I want people to hear that and understand that. What Six Eyes and these folks are telling you is something serious to think about, something serious to deal with, and something serious to take. And when you got your family members, you make sure you pass this information to your family members. Let them know. Anybody that do try to pull them over, make sure you find an area with a lot of people in there. And definitely at nighttime, find a place very lit to make sure that these are officers, because they're not. Some of them are not. And like I said, this gentleman here was not, and he had everything biblical to make you believe he was.
Yeah, and if I may say so, after we get off this broadcast, when this show is posted on the Six Eyes Radio network page, please make sure you put in the description about Jerry Springer. Also, not stopping, you know, being a male or woman, do not stop. Fake cops are out there. If that could be in kind of the description, that would be greatly appreciated. And also, happy Juneteenth and happy Father's Day from the Six Eyes Radio Network. Greatly appreciated. Definitely appreciate you all. There's no me without you. And appreciate and love you all.
We love you too.
Right.
You want separate entries? Okay.
But I just mainly want to, definitely promote Happy Father's Day from the Six Eyes Radio Network and Juneteenth for those who are celebrating. And you know what we did tonight, the dance battle with Chad LaVar. We talked about Juneteenth, talked about the entertainment news, what went on in the entertainment news, and great conversation.
Got it.
Hey, Six, could you or Queen Nye get this one song called We Are the World? I would just like to hear the song. It's pretty.
Let me see if I can wake them up. Let's see. So there's Michael Jackson. I got to wake up. I got to wake up Prince. I got to wake up James Ingram. I got to wake up Tina Turner.
I
tell you what, it's gonna be hard. I tell you what, next week, I will definitely have them all woke up for you. Yeah, because they're sleeping right now. And Michael Jackson, he's not going to get up.
Prince,
baby.
I want to say happy Father's Day to my dad and my stepfather in heaven. I know that's where they are, my grandfather.
Yes, yes.
Yes, happy Father's Day to all the fathers who've gone on to glory. Happy Father's Day. Mm-hmm. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers who are still down here on earth. You know, for all the fathers who are actually fathers, happy Father's Day.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. So, Six, are we going to go ahead and close the show out, or are we going to keep trying to push for anything else?
Right after this song ends, we're going to end the broadcast. You just enjoyed the Six Eyes Radio Network, kicking it with Six Eyes, ATL, Pride and Joy, Nicole, Queen Nye, the Wolfgangs, Godfather, DJ ATL Lana Style, and of course, me, Six Eyes, and the rest of the world. You just enjoyed the Six Eyes Radio Network. Everybody have a blessed night. Lord, watch over us as we sleep. And this has been a Six Eyes Radio production. I want to thank the staff of the Six Eyes Radio Network. I want to thank the Wolfgangs for their Slam the Scammer. I want to thank Pride and Joy for her entertainment news. I want to thank Queen Nye for station manager. I want to thank Nicole for feeding the world. I want to thank ATL, DJ ATL, Lana Style. I want to thank the rest of the crew of the Six Eyes Radio Network. Greatly appreciated. And, hey, I want to thank me.
Six Eyes Radio.
Love you all.
Good night, America.
Love you too. God bless everyone.
Have a nice night. Yeah, have a nice night. See you in the morning.
All right. Hello to 4. Hello to 1. Hello to 11. Hello to 75. Hello to 0. Hello to 5.
All right.
Good night, America. Wolfgang, what is this? What is this? Before we get out of here, what is this? Do you know? Uh-huh.
What are you doing, Kim?
He's on the computer. He wants something on the computer.
I do think I stumped Wolfgang.
That's not fair. Oh, he knows that, I'm sure.
Did I stop him? Yeah. I think I stumped all of y'all.
Sounds pretty.
I think I stumped all of y'all.
No.
This is Jeopardy, where we'll be playing later on Jeopardy. What is Six Eyes' favorite beverage? What is Six Eyes' favorite food? Who is Six Eyes' favorite artist?
I can't answer those.
Me neither. I don't know.
No, Jeopardy.
I can answer it. You know it, too. You know it, too. I can answer it. Are you asking right now, or is this to be continued? Just don't play.
To be continued next week.
To be continued. What do you think, Ken?
What is Godfather's famous line?
How sweet it is.
I said next week.
Oh. I heard the Jeopardy music and got triggered. I'm sorry. So sorry.
Maybe I'm getting the audio and doing the chopper yet.
What is served in 75?
Who has the worst food in five?
I don't know.
Stay tuned. Lucky Slides Radio Network prides itself in bringing you quality programming 7 days a week of what you really want. The Six Eyes Radio Network. Monday, get your morning started off right, your evening, your night, your afternoon with Motivational Monday with Pastor Bonnet. 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 Central, 6 Pacific. On Tuesday, Word of the King with Tim Groover. That's 1 p.m. Eastern. Wednesday night Bible study with the Wolfgang. Get on the gospel bus and drive around and hear the gospel. That's at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 Pacific. Thursday, the truth of the matter with Dr. Doug Quick, 8 Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. On Friday, AJ and the Squaw.
With the Queen's Court.
8 Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific, and the Queen's Court. Saturday, kicking it with Six Eyes, ATL, Pride and Joy, Nicole, Queen Nye, the Wolfgang, ATL, the rest of the world, and whomever stops by to join us, Chad and LeVar. And hallelujah, Sunday, 12 Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 Pacific, the Six Eyes Gospel Show. Get your praise on without leaving the house. The number to the Six Eyes Radio Network is 424-243-9617. Like us on iHeartRadio. Like us on Apple Podcasts. Simply type in Six Eyes, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S space radio, R-A-D-I-O, and press follow when you have us on demand, whenever you want, the Six Eyes Radio Network. Where the stars come, the Six Eyes Radio Network.